When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
At Blinds.com, going green means keeping green in your pocket, too. Save 40% on selected products at our Earth Day sale. Easily upgrade your windows with new, fully customized shades, shutters, and more at Blinds.com. We even have eco-friendly cellular shades that could save you money on your energy bill. Don't spend your whole day waiting at home for a design consultation just to get a quote. At Blinds.com, you can always count on upfront pricing right on the website, and we can ship samples directly to you, fast and free. Our design consultants are standing by to help guide you on your schedule. Need installation services? We've got you covered there too. Plus, you can rest easy with our Blinds.com 100% satisfaction guarantee. Join Blinds.com's over 2.5 million happy customers. With over 25 million windows covered, shop Blinds.com's Earth Day sale now and save 40% on selected products, plus doorbusters. 40% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live. Live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked in and listening. Whether you're on the free Odyssey app, tuned in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You could be tuning in right now on SiriusXM Channel 158. Or you could be listening on a smart speaker. Just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Jack Stern is holding it down in New York City. Thank you, Jack. And right now, how about this? The last NBA game of the night. The Minnesota Timberwolves have gone on almost like a 30-10 run. The Timberwolves lead the Nuggets 89-87 heading into the fourth quarter. The Nuggets led at one point by 21 points. And so Denver is trying to win this game. Now I can say they're trying to bounce back to win this game and take a 2-0 series lead. There were question marks as to whether or not Nikola Jokic was going to participate in this game due to his wrist injury. But Jokic is playing. He has 21 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. Jamal Murray has 30 points. And the streaking Timberwolves, led by Anthony Edwards, he has 27 points. Rudy Gobert, 17. Karl Anthony Towns has 10. And then Taurean Prince dropping in 12. And so Minnesota trying to not lay down and quit here as Denver and Minnesota now go back and forth here to start the fourth. We'll keep you up to date on that game as it continues on. Our two earlier games, the first game of the night, the Grizzlies with no Ja Morant, they beat the Lakers 103-93, and the Milwaukee Bucks, they beat the Miami Heat 138-122 with no Giannis Antetokounmpo. And so both the Lakers and Grizzlies are tied, the Heat and Bucks are tied, and then I would say at some point over the next 20 minutes or so, we'll figure out what the deal is between the Nuggets and the Timberwolves. I get started every weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. We've had a lot to discuss. If you missed a minute, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We took a look at a lot of the injuries in the NBA so far. We talked about Tua Tagovailoa. Tua Tagovailoa admitting earlier on Wednesday that he actually did contemplate retirement, but he loves the game, is not ready to walk away. Trey Lance, the 49ers aren't necessarily running around trying to dangle him out to other teams, but other teams are reaching out to the 49ers to see whether or not Trey Lance is available. And then if you want to talk about ankle injuries, Trey Lance broke his. We learned that Tiger Woods had ankle surgery to correct and address arthritis that goes back to his car accident from about 2 years ago. And if you were expecting to see Tiger Woods back out on the course trying to win another major, highly unlikely that ain't happening. The PGA Championship is coming up in a few weeks. US Open is in June. British Open is in July. I'm sure Tiger Woods, this man, which was, he had fusion surgery on his ankle. He ain't going to be competing. He's going to be down in Florida rehabbing. Good luck to Tiger Woods, who is 47 years old and not getting any younger. Not at all. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. In a few minutes, I'm going to give you a new top six list. It's what we do every Wednesday night into Thursday morning. I'm going to share with you a top six list of dirty players in sports today. We have some callers who have been waiting patiently. I'm going to go ahead and get them on and then get to the top six. Let's go to Georgia and talk to Clayton. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Clayton?
Hey, good evening. Good evening, Jay. Are you're a groovy dude, man. I appreciate you. I appreciate you, Agents of Inclusion, too, because I have an autistic grandson. He's 13. And I just want to promote it a little bit, you know, and I appreciate you giving me this time that it's Autism Awareness Month.
Correct.
And, yeah, we're getting a, you know, where I work at, everybody's going to be wearing blue on the 28th of April. And if any CEOs or anything out there, teachers, try to do it, get your school to participate. My daughter went to the school. Now our whole school district up here in Franklin County, right up the road from you, they encourage everybody to wear blue on the 28th of April to spread the word.
Well, I think we got the word out. Clayton, unfortunately, Clayton is his phone dropped out there. Thank you, Clayton, for calling from Georgia. Yes, this is Autism Awareness Month. Shout-outs to everybody out there helping to bring awareness to the cause. We've actually had a few episodes this month for Agents of Inclusion that highlight Autism Awareness Month and individuals who have intellectual disabilities. And in a lot of cases, you don't see it or hear it or even know that it's there, which should be even more reason to kind of treat everybody like a human being, because you never know what someone is going through. Or it could be your neighbor. You never know what someone has overcome. And so shout outs to everyone who's helping to push the message of inclusion. It is Autism Awareness Month. And thank you so much for checking out our new podcast here at Odyssey, Agents of Inclusion. Let's not waste any time, because I think it's time for something cool. Hey, Jack, I got a question for you, man. You good?
6-5-4-3-2-1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show. I asked you if you were good, Jack. I didn't ask you to play the music. You good?
I am fantastic, JR. I thought that was my cue. I made a mistake, but it's all okay, right? Because it sounds natural anyway. Everything I do sounds fantastic. It's all well thought out.
Okay, I was just asking if you were good. I just wanted to know if we had crazy-ass Dylan Brooks. Don't play it. I just want to know if we had crazy-ass Dylan Brooks.
Oh, yeah, I definitely have that up.
Okay, perfect. So let's play the fancy beginning one more time. Let's do a reset, damn it.
6-5-4-3-2-1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
There we go. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. And you can pretty much think about, you know, or what individuals helped inspire this list tonight as we take a look at some of the dirtiest players in the world of sports today. And so let's not waste any time. What number do we start with on a countdown?
Number six.
I got to get this guy out the way. All right, so here's the deal. First of all, he's Rookie of the Year in Major League Baseball, two-time All-Star. Unfortunately, he just had a wild ride through free agency. Like, oh, my ankle's fine, folks. Giants didn't think so. Mets didn't think so. And he had to go back crawling to the Minnesota Twins, and they said, we'll give you less money. We'll give you more if you can stay healthy. I got Carlos Correa here on the top six dirty players in sports today. And I know, I got friends in Houston who are already mad at me. I get over it. It's just a stupid sports list, right? But here's the deal. I don't got no problem personally with Carlos Correa. But when you think about dirty, I can't help but think about cheating. I can't help but think about garbage cans. I can't help but think about the World Series in 2017. And sure, he's not spiking anybody. It's kind of dirty to cheat. It's something that they admitted. But I appreciate Carlos Correa because the man, he didn't back down. I remember Cody Bellinger said, "Hey man, your ass is a cheater." And Carlos Correa, he spoke to MLB Network a few years ago, and he said, "This idiot doesn't know what he's talking about." Listen to this.
"Usually I don't have problems when people talk about 2017 and about what happened that year, because honestly, we're wrong. Everything that happened that year was absolutely wrong. And, you know, we obviously show remorse for that because, you know, we feel bad about everything that happened. We really feel bad about everything that happened in 2017. But the problem I have is when players go out there and they don't know the facts. They're not informed on the situation. And they just go out there in front of cameras and just talk. And with me, that doesn't seem right. It doesn't sit right at all. So when he talks about that we cheated for 3 years, I mean, he either doesn't know how to read, is really bad at reading comprehension, or is just not informed at all."
Oh, I like that. Just go fight him. Just look at him in the face and just say, "Hey, man, can you not read? Do you have comprehension issues?" And then just fight him. I just had to put Carlos Correa out here because, I mean, quite frankly, all that cheating and banging and everything that they did, it was dirty. But I like him. Anyway, Carlos Correa, number 6. Let's keep it moving.
Number 5.
Oh, man. There is no doubt that this dude is dirty. Dirty as hell. He is so dirty that his college coach said, "You ain't the captain anymore, and you are now suspended." I'm waiting on somebody in the NBA to punch him in the mouth. I'm waiting for it. It's kind of crazy. He's this old, but he played in college for the better part of almost 20 years. His name is Grayson Allen. Oh, you know him. Captain Trip-A-Lot. I trip you. I kick you. I stick my leg out to trip you. Ask everybody at Louisville. Ask the folks at Florida State. Ask the folks down the road, Tobacco Road in North Carolina. Grayson Allen is just a tripping ass, you know what. Anyway, it didn't just stop in college. Ask Alex Caruso, who had a broken wrist because Grayson Allen wants to fly all over the damn place with reckless abandon. Look, Grayson Allen spoke to another Dookie. He spoke to J.J. Redick, and he basically had a conversation on the Old Man and the Three podcast, and he was asked, just like, "Man, hey, why the hell were you always out there tripping and kicking people?" And Grayson Allen, his answer was like he was on the street somewhere. Take a listen to this.
"It was never like, there was never this predetermined thing like I'm gonna trip somebody. It was just like in the moment, like that's how I went. That's, I was gonna retaliate to somebody, and it just happened to be that was the best place for me to retaliate in my mind."
What? And then oh yeah, by the way, he said, "I'm sorry, I've learned." What the, how much did you really learn? You over here giggling like that, man. "Oh yeah, I was looking for retaliation, so me kicking out my foot is what I did." Come on, I need somebody with some sharp elbows in the NBA to just give him a good one. One good one. Anyway, you want to talk about dirty? Yeah, we know Grayson Allen is on the list. Let's move on to the next number.
Number 4.
Number 4. Top 6 dirty players in sports today. You wouldn't think this dude is dirty. This dude doesn't even look like a professional athlete. He was drafted into the NFL and he looked like a tax accountant. He put on a baseball cap and he looked out of place. His head coach is probably already sick of him. His name is Mac Jones. Don't stand near Mac Jones if he turns the ball over. Don't stand or get anywhere near Mac Jones if he fumbles the ball. Because Mac Jones is like the Grayson Allen of the NFL. He's like Johnny Cage. He's going low. He's leg sweeping. He's kicking. He's diving at legs. Nobody in the NFL likes Eli Apple. People wish that he would shut the hell up. And it was right around Christmas time where the Bengals beat the Patriots. And it was a turnover. And it was getting ran back for six. And for whatever reason, Mac Jones felt the need to just dive in front of the knees, the legs of Eli Apple. And it's not the first time in his two-year career that Mac Jones is out there diving at legs and ankles. And Mac Jones stood in front of the media and he told everybody, he's like, listen, folks, I'm not dirty. It's the NFL. I'm playing hard. I ain't trying to hurt nobody. Listen to this this high schooler.
Obviously, that's a big part of it is everybody, you know, has an opinion. And the biggest thing for me is just focus on being the best teammate I can be and earning the respect of the people in this building and the people I care about. So obviously, I have respect for everybody around the league, and it takes a lot to get to this league. And, you know, I know there's really good players out there, and we're all playing hard and trying to win. So at the end of the day, you have to keep that in mind. It's a game, and you want to just have fun and enjoy it and compete against each other. And that's something that I've always done, and I know my teammates appreciate that about me.
If I were Bill Belichick and I had to listen to him speak like that when he walked into my office, I'd be sick of him too. And stop tripping people. Stop diving at kneecaps, Mac Jones. Mac Jones, number four, top six dirty players in sports today. What's the next number?
Number three.
Oh, my God. This clown played tonight. I don't know who he is. I don't know who he thinks he is. I don't know what he's trying to accomplish. I don't know if he wants Vince McMahon to give him a job. It's Dylan Brooks. Dylan Brooks does so much talking, so much yapping, so much instigating. For a good NBA player, he's good. He ain't no star. Tonight, he had 12 points when the Grizzlies beat the Lakers. He shot 5 of 14. He was 2 of 6 from deep. He had 5 personal fouls. I told you about his 12 points. Draymond Green is calling him a clown. And I mean, and then he's calling Draymond Green names. I mean, it's a match made in heaven. But when you think about Dylan Brooks.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
This podcast is brought to you by the Showtime original series, Yellow Jackets. For those of us who didn't peak in high school, those teenage years were pretty angsty. But nobody had it worse than the Whiskeyock High Yellow Jackets girls soccer team of 1996. Yellow Jackets, the Emmy-nominated phenomenon that has us all asking, what really happened out there and what wouldn't you do to stay alive, is back for its much-anticipated second season. The team survived a plane crash and a summer stranded in the woods, but winter bites and those girls are hungry. Plus, there might be a dark force in the wilderness compelling them to do some unsavory things. TBD. Meanwhile, 25 years later, the surviving adult Yellow Jackets are grappling with their past while getting caught up in kidnappings, cults, murders, and parenting moody teenagers. Melanie Lynskey and Tawny Cypress star with Christina Ricci and Juliet Lewis. The internet is obsessed, and Rotten Tomatoes declared it 100% fresh. So if you haven't watched Yellow Jackets, it's time. New episodes streaming now only on Showtime. And now stream Showtime on Paramount+.
I'm JR of the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm also the host of the new podcast, Agents of Inclusion. We talk to a different Special Olympics athlete every week to learn how sports can bring us together.
We're bringing both the disability and non-disability community to one community. All one people, one family.
Took me a little while, but I decided to claim autism as my superpower. When you hear the word autism, don't let that hinder you from doing whatever it is that you want to do.
That's what Special Olympics tells you. You get involved in sport, but then you take it from the playing field out into real life.
Family means to me community, acceptance, love, embracing a person just as they are. That's what Special Olympics did for me.
It's all about family. Subscribe to Agents of Inclusion on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the same dude who smacked Gary Payton Jr. out of the air and the man broke his elbow. This is the same dude who just a few months ago, Dillon Brooks tried to fight Donovan Mitchell, who's one of the most gentlemen. He's the biggest gentleman in the NBA. And then he punched Donovan Mitchell in the groin. And Donovan Mitchell sat down after the game and he said, "Listen, people, we all know that Dillon Brooks is dirty as hell. Listen to Donovan."
"That's just who he is. You know, we've seen it a bunch in this league with him. Him and I have had our personal battles for years. Quite frankly, I've been busting his ass for years. Playoffs, regular season, and the one game he does a high job on me today. You know, he decides to do something like that, and you know, there's no place in that in the game. And you know, you got to protect yourself at the end of the day. But this has been brewing for years with me, with other guys in the league, and you all see it. You know, it's not something that this isn't new. You know, tonight was just the end of it. But it's tough when you can't guard somebody and can't do something with somebody. You got to resort to that, and that's what he's done to a lot of players. You know, off the top of my head, I think it's like Dame and Steph. You know, it's just one of those things. That's what you resort to, and that's cool. But the line has to be drawn, and the NBA has to do something about it. Because, like I said, I'm not the only person this has happened to. There's no place for that in this game. And, you know, like I said, I took matters into my own hands. But at the end of the day, like, you know, that ain't it."
You want to know how dirty Dillon Brooks is? Not only was he punching Donovan Mitchell in the groin, and Donovan Mitchell pushed him back. Remember when Dillon Brooks just shoved the cameraman and got fined for that? This man is just on the ground doing his job. Dillon Brooks has been suspended for text. And you just heard Donovan Mitchell. This is something that continues to go on. Dillon Brooks was chirping in the face of LeBron tonight. And it's just like, why are you bothering LeBron? He ain't bothering you. And so a few minutes ago, after the game, tonight, Dillon Brooks was asked about back and forth with LeBron. Dillon Brooks said, "I ain't got no respect for that old man." Take a listen to this.
"Couldn't do that with one of the better players in the game. I guess what were you thinking of?"
"I don't care. He's old." "You know what I mean? I was waiting for that. I was expecting him to do that game four, game five. He wanted to say something when I got my fourth foul. Shouldn't have said that earlier on. But, you know, I poke bears. I don't respect no one until they come and give me 40.
"I don't respect anyone until they give me 40? He's old? I hope LeBron James busts his ass. I hope so. Hope LeBron James dunks on. And oh yeah, by the way, I hope one day, similar to Grayson Allen, I hope someone one day just gives Dillon Brooks a good elbow. Anyway, Dillon Brooks, number 3, top 6 dirtiest players in sports today. Let's move on.
Number 2.
We got to go to the NHL, right? We got to have a dirty guy on the list. I mean, these guys are allowed to fight. Except for this dude does more than fight. This dude will trip you. He will give you an elbow to the head and cause a concussion. He will dive into your legs and then, I mean, he gonna lick you? I'm not joking. He will lick you. I'm talking about Brad Marchand from the Bruins. I mean, this dude was in anger management as a child. He's a Stanley Cup champion. He's been in the NHL since 2009 with the Bruins. And he has had multiple suspensions in multiple seasons over multiple years. And for whatever reason, I guess like my main man Luis Suarez wants to bite you over in the Premier League, you got Brad Marchand. He wants to go out and he wants to get in your face. And he's licked a few opponents, sticking a tongue out. What is he doing? He was asked about that after a game, and he didn't have too much of an answer. Let's play that loud and clear.
"Brett, the cameras caught you with your tongue out again in a guy's face. Where did that idea come from?
He punched me four times in the face, so He just kept being close. Nothing big.
Ryan McDonough said he didn't know if there was a difference between spinning in someone's face and legging him. What do you have to say about that?
That's cute. Good for him.
That's cute. I got punched 4 times in the face, so what you gonna do? I'm gonna lick him. What? I mean, there's probably a good reason you getting punched 4 times in the face with all the tripping, the suspension, the elbows, and now in retaliation, you gonna just start licking people? Oh, yeah, he's dirty. NHL got some dirty dudes. They let him fight it out, but no, that's a dirty you-know-what. Brad Marchand, he's here on the list. Number 2, top 6 dirty players in sports today. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It is a top 6 list. I just gave you 5. We're going to take a break, and on the other side, I'm going to give you numero uno. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Oh, I'm glad to give you joy. Good, I'm happy. Anyway, oh, this game is good. Denver Nuggets, Minnesota Timberwolves. The Nuggets have taken control here. 108-101. The Nuggets lead the Timberwolves with about 4 minutes left in the game. And the Nuggets are trying to take a 2-0 series lead. The Minnesota Timberwolves, they fought back, had a 1-point lead here to begin the fourth. And now the Nuggets are just trying to keep them at bay to win this game. We will keep you up to date. We will keep you in the loop. But it is Wednesday night into Thursday morning. I started to give you my top 6 list, some of the dirtiest players in sports today. And in a few seconds, I'm going to share with you number 1. But before I do that, let me go ahead and give you a recap if you missed the top 5. And you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app if you want to hear some audio from the players, if you want some explanations, etc. But let me go ahead and tell you, at number 6, I gave you Carlos Correa. At number 5, I gave you Grayson Allen. At number 4, I gave you the Patriots' own Mac Jones. At number 3, this man played basketball tonight. I gave you Dylan Brooks. Dylan Brooks came out of his mouth and said, LeBron James is old. He's 40. I don't respect him. I won't respect him until he puts 40 points up on me. That's what Dylan Brooks said. I kid you not. At number 2, I gave you the Bruins' own Brad Marchand. And this is someone who went through anger management as a child. He has handed out concussions due to elbows to the head. He has dived into legs. He has tripped opponents. And then he has also been known, unfortunately, to lick them as well. Punch him in the face, get close, he might lick you. Yeah, this Stanley Cup champion has issues. He got problems. He's number 2 on the list. And so where does that leave us? With this number right here.
Number 1.
At number 1. Top 6 dirty player, or top 6 dirty players in sports today. He is number 1 on the list. He helped inspire the list. To the shock of no one, it is Draymond Green. How about this? I had to do a little bit of digging. Not too much. Draymond Green, for his career, he got started in 2012, 4-time champ, defensive player of the year, 4-time all-star. He's going into the Hall of Fame. Draymond Green has 162 career technical fouls. 162. He has been ejected 17 times. Draymond Green has been suspended 4 times, which is why stepping onto the damn chest, well, not stepping on, stomping on the chest of Domantas Sabonis like he is a WWE wrestler is why he got the boot. I do want to give Draymond Green a little bit of credit. He's absolutely hilarious. He's absolutely great at pleading the fifth and pleading ignorance and never admitting fault. I don't know if that's funny, but from punching his own teammates, from beefing with Kevin Durant, to kicking Steven Adams in the groin, to hitting LeBron James in the groin, to striking James Harden in the throat, to hitting Russell Westbrook. I can go on and on again, to his latest hit with Sabonis. Hey, Draymond, I got a simple question for you. Why did you get the boot from the game? What was the explanation? Tell me.
Draymond, can you just walk us through what happened there?
My leg got grabbed. Second time in two nights. Referees just watch it. I got to land my foot somewhere. And I'm not the most flexible person, so it's not stretching that far.
So you didn't really see where you were stepping? You just kind of...
I can only step so far and pulling my leg away. So it is what it is.
What was the explanation they gave? I know they gave him a technical, then obviously you...
The explanation was I stumped too hard.
Okay. Joe Dumars says that he is not going to be participating in Game 3 in San Francisco because of his history of unsportsmanlike conduct. And you can go ahead and count all 162 of his texts, all 17 of his ejections, and his three prior suspensions before he got the boot for Game 3. And for comparison's sake, Dennis Rodman is top five in technical fouls in the NBA. Dennis Rodman has 212 techs. I get it. Draymond Green is 33 at a pace of about 20 per season by the time that, or maybe 18, 17. If Draymond Green can stretch it out for another, I don't know, 3-4 years, he may be in the top five for techs. Also, Dennis Rodman, he's been ejected from games 5 times. Dennis Rodman is long gone. 5 ejections for the Worm. Draymond Green has already been given the boot 17 times. Draymond Green did not headbutt a referee like Rodman did. But, I mean, Draymond Green is certainly on his way. And for his actions, he helped inspire this list tonight. And Draymond Green, he is number one on the list. The phone lines are now open to you. It's very simple. It's very straightforward. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Who do you think is the dirtiest player in sports today? I don't want to hear about the dirtiest player 5 years ago. I don't want to hear about the dirtiest player 20 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago. Call me now. Who is the dirtiest player in sports today? Active athletes. I'm going to get to your phone calls on the other side of the break. We'll talk about the Denver Nuggets and the Minnesota Timberwolves. We should have a final very, very soon. But right now, before I get to your phone calls on the dirty player in the game today in sports, it's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I just gave you a top six list of some of the dirtiest players in sports today. I'm going to get to your phone calls momentarily. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Who's somebody in the world of sports, active, who's dirty? I got to tell you this. Jamal Murray is currently speaking to TNT because the Denver Nuggets, they were able to hold on and they beat the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight in Denver. The final score, 122-113. Denver now leads this series 2-0. The Minnesota Timberwolves, at one point in time, or I should say from the third quarter going into the fourth, they basically went on a 30-10 run. But the Denver Nuggets were able to get the lead back in the fourth right away, and they held off as Jamal Murray was able to pour in 40 points all by himself. We'll share more with you about that game, about this game at the top of the hour. All of the NBA games tonight are in the books. The Grizzlies beat the Lakers with no Ja Morant. Their series is tied 1-1. And then the Bucks beat the Heat 138-122. That series also tied at 1-1. 855-212-4CBS. Talking dirty players in sports. If you missed the whole list, You can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Carlos Correa, 6. Grayson Allen, 5. Mac Jones, 4. Dylan Brooks at number 3. Brad Marchand, Boston Bruins. I had him at number 2. And at number 1, I gave you Mr. Stomp-a-Lot and Draymond Green. Let's go ahead and go straight to Boston. And let's talk to Barry. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Barry?
Yeah, how are you, Bubba?
I'm excellent. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm still $1 million shy of being a millionaire. But Brad Marchand, he is, and I know there's FCC rules as to what I can call him, whether it's a prick or a dick or a penis. I know he is, but he's an antagonistic, and he's fantastic for Boston. We love him. We love him so much, and he is fantastic. And before COVID, my son and I met him at a shopping center, a market here in Boston, and my son was like, he's shorter than me. I'm 5'9". He's only 5'8". I'm pretty sure he could take me. I don't know if he could take you. I don't know how tall you are, but he is unbelievable. He is so good for the sport of hockey in Boston, and I love him. And the day that we went to this supermarket to meet him,
did he lick you?
One of his most antagonistic people that he hated, I think, was the guy from Philly. Don't ask me his name because I have no idea. He got traded to Boston that day, and I asked him. I said, "Hey, what's up? So and so got not drafted, but traded to Boston." I said, "He says, hey, he's my teammate now.
Yeah,
he's my teammate now. Barry,
thank you. We can wax poetic about him for the next 5 minutes. That doesn't change the fact that he's a dirty you know what. And you can love him for all you want, but he got issues and he got problems, and nothing takes away. His play on the ice and his accomplishments doesn't take away from some of his disgusting decisions. I'm just glad he didn't lick you in the face. Hey, thank you, Barry. I appreciate you.
I'm
going to be on WEEI on Friday morning talking about Agents of Inclusion. Make sure you tune in, okay?
Oh, my God. I will absolutely listen. I can't wait, buddy.
Okay. Thank you so much, Barry, for calling from Boston. Appreciate you. It doesn't matter if somebody loves you, right? Like, you probably love somebody in your family. That doesn't mean that they can't be a you-know-what. Come on. It's my family. We love him. He's our you-know-what. Isn't that what families say? And so, sure, you can love the Boston Bruins, and you can go ahead and absolutely love Brad Marchand, but that don't mean he's not dirty. Can you imagine? Now, I can think about a lot of sports, and, okay, we got weird things that happen all over the place. Can you imagine? And this is a Dennis Rodman thing. I think Dennis Rodman looked at Alonzo Mourning and told him like he had a nice ass or something like that. But can you imagine if Dennis Rodman tried to lick Alonzo Mourning? Alonzo Mourning would have sent him to the upper room. I mean, it don't work that way. You got this dude in the NHL licking people in the face? Come on. When he's not fighting and tripping them? Imagine if Draymond stepped on Sabonis' chest and then he got on the ground and licked him. Like, what are we doing? 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We're talking about some of the dirtiest active athletes in the world of sports. Keyword, active. James is calling from Cleveland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, James?
What's up, JR? I'm sorry I didn't catch the key word, active players, but I'm going to have to agree with you on Draymond as being the most dirtiest active player. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, and obviously that means I'm anti-Warriors to the fullest extent. You know, I get, you know.
You okay? You locked outside? You locked outside your house? You okay?
I just walked in, JR.
Okay, you want to talk to me or you need to run to the bathroom?
No. I'm good, man. We good.
It but, doesn't sound like yeah, it. Well, hurry up. Finish up.
Draymond is by far the dirty players in the NBA. I mean, well, in all sports right now.
Okay. Thank you, James. Appreciate you. Hang your keys up. Go to the restroom. You know, make yourself a sandwich. If you want to, crack yourself open a beer. And then talk to me another time. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Talking about the dirtiest players in the world of sports today. Mike is calling from Sacramento. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
Hey, man, I'm doing pretty good. Besides, what I feel is like dirty ESPN. You got J.J. Redick, Stephen A. Smith, and the other dude. They all talking about Jamon Green looking like a saint, right? We all know he's pretty dirty. He's pretty clever at it, too, so I'll give him that. But I want to make a point to you. Tell me what you guys think. Game one, Sacramento shocked the world. Nobody gave us a chance. They definitely didn't say dirty game.
Whoa. Let's slow down. I don't find that to be accurate, but what is your ultimate question here? Keep going.
Well, here's my thing. I got game one. We won. Like, a lot of people think we weren't going to do it. Game two, we won again. After those two games, nobody said the Kings were dirty. Nobody said the Kings were playing, like, extra physical. But, you know, after Draymond got suspended, ESPN starts with all their shows, you know, First Take, whatever they're talking about, and they're on there on the air talking about the Kings are really dirty. You know, they're doing a lot of extra in the series.
Oh,
so far.
Mike. What's your point?
That's my point. Like, are they politicking for game three? And that's what really fired me up.
Mike, let me explain something to you. I think you're putting too much thought into it. It's television. And I don't know what you're talking about, because for the most part, unless it's a highlight that runs across something on the internet, I don't sit down and watch that show because it's entertainment. You want to know what happens? People, a bunch of producers sit in a room and they figure out how to be entertaining and to push buttons and to be opinionated, and they do it. It's entertainment. Nobody is sitting around trying to push a narrative. Nobody is sitting around trying to change the world. Nobody's sitting around trying to bury the Kings. Nobody cares. They're all just trying to cash checks and get ratings and say wild things. That's it. I wouldn't give a damn about what any of them say, Mike.
Okay, well, I do care when they say, hey, I'm pretty sure that Golden State is going to get the calls in game three. So I'm like, okay, why didn't you guys come out the gates in game one or game two and say that?
Mike.
Okay.
The referee, I know there is collective influence as to what is in the atmosphere. The referees don't give a damn about what they're saying on that show. And if I were you, I wouldn't care either. That's it. Y'all look like the better, faster, more athletic team. Who cares what some guys yelling on TV say? Like, who cares? If you want to care about what anybody says, how about you listen to a realist like me, Mike? How about that?
Yeah, hey, that's why I love it, because, you know, you're always keeping it real, right?
And, well, thanks. But if you want to be entertained and you want to worry and call me about what they say on TV, knock yourself out. But I wouldn't give a damn. I appreciate you, Mike, from Sacramento. We got an interesting game. I don't know where the hell he went. I got to hit the break. We got an interesting game coming up tomorrow, because Draymond Green is not going to be available because he's stepping on a guy's chest. And the guy who got his chest stepped on may not play because his chest is bruised. I think Sabonis will still be out there. But what do I know? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break, taking a look at some of the dirtiest athletes in the world of sports. We'll hear from Jack, and then we'll also hear from some of the... Well, how about this? We hear about the Nuggets. They just beat the Wolves. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.